You're listening to Gunapod TT.
Welcome, 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 welcome back. It is another episode of Gunapod TT. This is your boy Dion, and I'm here as always with none other than the one and only Keegan Bowen. Keegan, say what's up, man.
What's up, people? We are top of the league.
Top of the league. We now moving to, I like it, man. Yo, we were supposed to try to come back last week, trying not to get, you know, a million games to
Tiantek again.
But boy, we organized, Keegan touchdown, and electricity went far for now, boy. So pressure we had to we just had to postpone that recording and do it this week. So now we have a million games to talk about. But I mean, been in this position before, so it's small time. But before we actually start the podcast, I wanna remind y'all, because I'll do it at the end, but remind y'all in the beginning, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Right, share it with all your friends, let them know, talking about the Arsenal here at Gunapod TT with our fresh Trini perspective. Right? Yeah. So I mean, let me get into things the right way, Keegan. After our PSV game, but before the Nottingham game, one of our players on loan was stabbed. Pablo Mari.
Oh, yeah, boy. I think he had to do surgery, I think.
He had to do, like, a surgery, but no life-threatening injuries.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes, I was watching All or Nothing, and Granit Xhaka was saying, well, you know, we are still humans, right?
Yeah.
And good sometimes talk. It's so hard, not hard, but sometimes it's so easy then to forget that. They be living normal lives, and you forget the craziness that they will catch up to the players. Because sometimes, you know, you swear with all the luxury and everything that they will mightn't catch up to them, but just a random attack in a shopping mall or in a grocery or something like that.
Yeah.
And my boy was stabbed and in the hospital, recovering.
That could have been Ozil, like, back in the day, you know what I mean?
Same thing happened. When they tried to rob Ozil and Kolasinac.
Yeah.
It wasn't for Kolasinac. So, no, it's crazy. So, you know, we want to just wish well wishes to Pablo and recover swiftly. And we're glad that nothing very serious, even though it's very serious, we're glad that nothing very serious or life-threatening happened. And he will bounce back, be on the mend, right? I want to make sure and start on that note. Not as a by the way, but it's important to mention that these things happening. And we had to extend our best to them and his family, of course, going through this time. Right? So now, we could jump straight into the football. Yo, so when we was when we was planning to record last week, I was like, wait, it's classic 1-0 to the Arsenal, boy, these days, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, every game leading up to this was 1-0 wins, you know. We played Bodo Glimt, it was 1-0, Leeds 1-0, PSV 1-0. And then we went and we had the 1-0 draw against Southampton.
Yeah.
And then PSV, you know, the commander, the slap we up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, well, Nottingham Forest hit we. Sorry, we, why would I say we?
Yeah.
Nottingham Forest hit we. We hit Nottingham Forest 5 at the best. But we'll start at that Bodo game. I didn't expect nothing too much out of that game. Other than we just equality of the opposition. You know what I mean? Given the fact that they are not really the best of the best teams, and we weren't expecting much, and to come out of that game with only one goal, I found it kind of shocking, but I also found it not that shocking as well, given the fact that Arsenal has been playing like a ton of football, you know?
Yeah.
And it real hard to, yeah, you have one where you have to do the switch from the first team to the second team, right? You have that switch happening. And just it's just so much football that is going on back to back, you know. These players are bound to be tired and so on. So I was glad that we kinda came out with the win. But it was a real struggle win, but what's your thoughts on the game?
So first I wanna say, just touch on something I would have touched on before, where when Emery was an Arsenal manager, I started to doubt him because of the things Emery would say in the press, right? Mm. And
I yeah, and he confront, right? Yeah. I remember why you used to say that.
He say real, he just used to come across to me as a coward. That's just my opinion, right? But
and Arteta, now he back in the league.
Yeah? We'll see, right? But Arteta is a bit different, right? So I was saying that I feel like, yes, I know it's the Europa League, but I feel like we have a kind of arrogance right now. Good arrogance, but it could also be a double-edged sword where, you know, we feel we're too good now, boy. So when we feel we're too good, that arrogance turns now into complacency. You understand? And these 1-0 wins we were getting was just like, signs to show what coming just now, which would have been the defeat that we eventually got. Yeah. Right? So I don't want to stray too far from the point, but Arteta in the press after these Europa League games, people started to question him about minutes and rotation.
Mm.
And he say the best teams in the world, bro, have to play 2 games a week.
Yeah.
You have to play your European match and your domestic match.
Yeah.
And you had to perform at 100.
Yeah.
It had no excuse here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know? And I really like his mentality and his approach. And you could see it in the players as well. You know?
Yeah, for sure. I felt like in this game, even though we see the players being rested, we see players not being rested as well. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it goes to show his mentality where he's not just saying full rotation.
Yeah, you want to win.
You wanna get out there and win.
And he's also using the competition to experiment and give other players minutes as well.
I think that's the only good thing about being in a competition like the Europa League, right? Because these players, you could actually afford that opportunity to experiment. In Champions League, 2 bad match days in the group. And you're looking at getting the multi, you understand? Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. But let me talk about the goal, really much to talk about,
don't have much to talk about because the performances has been a bit lackluster.
Yeah, I think Saka had taken our shot and he took the shot and it just deflected, bounced back off his chest and goal. So I mean, simple stuff, but, you know.
Well, one thing I can highlight, though, is Matt Turner.
Yeah, Matt had a good game.
Yeah, that shaky start he had. Man had some PTSD from Runnerson.
But I think the difference with Matt is Matt shows improvement, and I feel like his first few games, he showed a little bit of that nervousness and getting up from the level. I mean, at the end of the day, MLS is a step down from any level on a European stage.
Yeah.
Not to be disrespectful to the MLS, but I still think it's a smaller competition in comparison to the Europa League as well.
So I get that, you know, but ability is ability, and I feel like him being the top keeper in the MLS is a great asset. We also started to learn more things about his style of goalkeeping, him being a very good sweeper.
Yeah.
Right. It's really unfortunate that he got injured. I'm not sure if it's this game he got injured in.
Nah, you think training. He got his injured training? In training, yeah.
Way, but yeah, that's really, really unfortunate. So now.
Yeah, now so Ramsey, now we are Carl Hein. Ramsey playing every game. But yeah, I wanted to. Well, I wasn't disrespecting the MLS. Well, I was. But I wasn't disrespecting Matt in a way. I just saying, you know, you could tell going from the other level is like, you know, riding with your training wheels on now, but you had a little wobbliness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there is the part where he was just trying to, I could tell, well, it seemed to me like he was just trying to acclimatize himself.
Yeah.
And he did well. And that's why I would mention the quality of the opposition. Because with Porto, Clint, they had some impeccable chances in this game, boy, and them men and them was throwing away Like, first time, boy. Like, them men and them was embarrassing the coach, boy. I think they could have scored about 3 goals. I remember a ball came over the top. And I think either Saliba or Holden had lost the man coming from the wing.
Yeah.
He just run on. He and Matuna alone, and my boy hit a kind of... You know, like when you was playing FIFA 20 and you try fitness. But because Finesse was killing it in FIFA 19, they just make it real bad in FIFA 20. It's
terrible, man.
So your Finesse just wasn't working. Horrible shot, buddy. Man hit that shot and I was like, "Aye, thank God we playing this level of team, because I think we would have been destroyed by that day." Those players played exceptionally well, I would say. They're just not there quality-wise to really challenge. But that's why I want to leave it there with that, because, you know, we still have... a good bit to go.
Yeah.
Right? So we could touch on the Leeds game.
Yeah, nah, that Leeds game again, the complacency seeping in, dog.
That Leeds game was crazy, because I remember I was watching it over it, because
they Leeds, pepper we, dog.
All these Sunday games, right? I was watching it over, and it was so strange that game had a hour long delay, boy.
Right, yes.
They literally had to just they had a power failure and the referees couldn't communicate. You understand? And referees don't give you so much trouble, so can you imagine if they're unable to communicate? So that's just alone, I was like, yo. But you could tell the players was on a little bit of stress with it.
Yeah.
But in the end we came out with the win. But what you thought about the game earlier, I was talking about it and
yeah,
I interrupted
Leeds, Papa, we, and this is where it started to become more evident. I started to get glimpses of the past where the referees were just so terrible, and because we were so poor, we needed the game to be fair for to win that way.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm not making any excuses, but we're supposed to be able to play in a way that we win regardless of the refereeing decisions.
Yeah. You know? But we were able to get through with some of the refereeing decisions as well.
Yeah, because the VAR came back. The red card on Gabriel.
Well, we had the red card on Gabriel, but Saliba also had a handball incident in this game.
Right.
Where I watched it and I was like, we kinda get away.
Get away,
that one.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, watching the game, we did get away with it, but I also felt like even though Leeds, as you say, would have been preparing us, I don't feel like they had it in them to, like, go and win that game.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't feel like they had what it takes to
but if they did, they would have won.
Yeah, for certain. So I didn't feel too bad. But, I mean, hit a bunny man, Bukayo Saka. I mean, second game he played.
Yeah, he started scored, to pick up form.
And that was, he scored the rocket on his right foot.
Yep.
From the left side.
Oh, they got slip him through.
Yeah, but I mean, that was beautiful, boy. And yet it's hard like that. Hard everybody is like, oh, the keeper shouldn't get be there. Like, how you reacting in time for a shot like that so
James
close, boy?
Just like that, yeah.
What I'm saying is, why would you disrespect our keeper like that? Like, how you reacting to a shot hit so hard, so close to you?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, you could react, but if the man is, unless you know where he playing it, and the man was playing it in the roof, bro.
Yeah.
That went into the roof, bro.
And then when as a keeper, you're making yourself big, you're trying to get on low. When they put it up in the roof,
I find us being hard on the man.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like a finesse shot pass him or anything. It was a rocket. It was an absolute rocket into the roof. But you talk about the Gabriel red card. You felt like it definitely wasn't a red, right?
Bro, that's a red dog.
Okay.
Violent conduct is a red. I don't care what the man do to provoke, yeah?
However,
before you continue, this season I see the dialing back on that.
Yeah.
So things like Pepe headbutt and thing may not have in today's refereeing may not be a red.
Yeah, because I mean you had some sort of
expression.
Yeah, happen. Yeah. Right? But I don't know if the Pepe headbutt would still.
It was real slight, isn't
it? It was slight, but I feel because of head injuries now. You understand?
And but Gabriel had literally kicked the man, dog.
Yeah, and I felt I looked at it and I saw people saying, yeah, that was an Arid, but in my mind,
bro.
In my mind, you can't react like that.
No.
So I felt like that was just
somebody. Like, but I think it's in that game, self, a man lashed one of the players. I said, get Gabriel elbow. Was in that game, sir?
No, it wasn't in that game. That was
the game after.
I think it was in the.
We hit,
I think
Jesus.
I had PSV.
See, Jesus got elbow dog and.
Yeah, I think Jacquard overreacted. I think. Was it that boy? No, boy.
No, my man just hit Jesus' elbow.
I don't remember, you know. But I know we had some little contentious stuff because I remember when we was playing PSV in the loss, we had that thing where Javi Simons was taking along to come off. And Shaka tried to push him off and almost fight and it had a double yellow card. You know? That kind of thing.
Shaka, boy.
So, but yeah, I felt like I wasn't mad at the red. And at the same time, too, I wasn't mad that it was overturned.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying? If the referee had given like a yellow with it, I would not be like, oh, nah, that definitely should be a red. Yeah. But I also wasn't upset that red was given in that instance. Like, excuse. It will come a point with what you're allowing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, violent conduct. You
could allow too much and then it could get carried away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, I mean, so much is gets away as well. So, let me move now. On swiftly to the PSV game. Another 1-0 victory. Shaka.
Granite, boy.
With the right-footed shot.
Right-footed half-volley, boy.
Yo, somebody tagged me in something with Shaka from, like, 2021, by early last year, when he probably had picked up some form. And I made a comment, and I was like, well, yeah, if we play Shaka the way he's supposed to play, we'll get the best out of him. And this is the first season where we starting with him being played the way he's supposed to play. And we keep seeing the results week in, week out, because he don't have that responsibility of being this holding the team together defensively, yeah. You know. He getting in the positions to score, he getting in the positions to make the passes. So, you know, it's good looking out, you know what I mean? And I'm glad that he getting the fruit.
Are you praising Shaka right now?
No, I'm not praising Shaka. Okay. I'm glad for him as a footballer. I mean, sometimes
I know you can't forgive him for that.
No, at the end of the day, not that I can't forgive him, man. I just want at least a proper acknowledgement of what was done. You understand what I'm saying? Because anybody could do anything and we could forgive them and move on. But if I kick you in your chest, Keegan, and I behave as though I didn't really kick you in your chest, my foot just happened to touch your chest. You feel disrespected?
No, I will hit you back.
But what I'm saying is, if at the point, all right, let's say I kick you in your chest, and we come at a point where now we come in to resolve it, and I still acting like me kicking in your chest.
You just expect a kick.
But that's all I'm saying with the situation, is, right? There was no proper acknowledgement of the wrong that was done.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying? So, for
the
me...
The man say he do that to the fans that don't appreciate him and slag him off. And people who threaten the family, them kind of people, that's who he do that for.
Yes, I understand
he,
all
he
of that.
He ain't doing that for the fans who support him.
Right, but still, you did that to the fans that did support you. Because you didn't say, let me go and make a public video. You ain't going on Instagram live and say, for all of them who doing this. I understand the man was under pressure. I understand the man was under whatever. I understand he could say who he do it for. He needed to also say apology. We see we getting carried out here with this topic. But Jack, because I talk about this at length already.
Yeah, nah. Okay, so let me cut it then. Because my Aboriginal man come up and check me the other day and him now. Keep going. I tell you to keep Jacka. I see the coin going on now. I say, brother man, Shaka with we, what, is 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
8 years.
I think it's...
He cannot be performing at this level.
Yeah, because Wenger signed him in his last year, so we have him since 2017.
And when my other brother was there, and he was saying, the man ain't now playing good thing. I say, although that may be true, right, he was playing at a high level all the time, you know, but not at the level that we needed.
Yeah.
He was always Premier League quality, but not Premier League winning quality.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying. So,
yeah, and I've been real honest with you. If some big money you come for Xhaka in January, press.
Nah, not January, man.
I
too integral right now to the team.
You see, but the thing about it, like, Arsenal
in summer, yeah. Nothing, like, not January.
The problem I have with Arsenal football players is we are afraid to sell we players when that peak value. Look at what going with Aubameyang. Aubameyang, Barcelona offer we 70-something million. No, but I just saying, Barca offer we 70-something million. We hold our man until he had no value and we had to let him go for free. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, Xhaka value, anything could happen past January, you know. He could drop off in form. He could get injury, anything. And he, and at the end of the day, he and Partey are, like, one of our oldest players at, like, 28, right? 28, yeah. 29. And
I know they are the glue right now, holding that whole midfield together.
Yeah, but, and I think if you're looking to move your midfield forward, I would press from one of them. And obviously, it would be Xhaka. But, as I was saying, we get in the shop. I'm not praising you, so man. I am praising you, man. Sorry. I just saying, I'm glad that we getting to see him play the way he should always have been played.
Correct. That's the thing.
I know manager until Arteta at this point, and Arteta also played him wrong as well.
Yeah, but the thing is, to be fair to Arteta,
He had to
because the team was lacking.
And that was, anyway, they go on to Southampton now. Because there's a whole YouTube video.
A pitch of a cross from Benny Blancos.
Yeah, Ben might assist the goal.
Yeah.
Let me move to...
And Xhaka again on the right foot, slapping it home to open the score. Like
that was Southampton.
Yeah.
You see the parallels? Saka score in Europa League. Saka come and score against Leeds. You know, Xhaka score in Europa League. Xhaka come and score. Same thing, same in the middle of the box volley for Marcus.
And that's to show you that we train well, because a lot of patterns and shapes you see in every single game on the pitch.
Of course.
And that's been happening since last season. So, like, last season I remember my brethren, he's a Man City fan.
Yeah.
You see the only other club he just watch beside Man City play football is Arsenal. Because I remember watching some matches with him last season and I seen Chelsea ain't playing no brand. Man, you're no brand. None of them are signing no brand. No offense.
Chelsea have a brand right now, you know. It's called Attack. Because I see the lineup going to get slapped off from Brighton. And I was like, but who defending on this team?
Shucks.
But everybody. I think Raheem Sterling and Pulisic were playing wing back in that game, you know. Playing left and right wing back. I was like, yo. Anyway. That's another topic.
But even in the Southampton game, Southampton take it to us. And these were men started to call for Tierney to come back to say, the Tomiyasu experiment failed. Done.
Nah.
Bring back Tierney.
I disagree. I think two things happening in the Southampton game, and it was real highlighted by the way how Partey started to play the closey game. I never see Partey misplay so many passes in my life. Right. And that mean he did that. And the level of football I started to see coming on to the end of the Southampton game showed me that them men and them, born. They're exhausted. They're playing, because it's not like if they're just playing regular football. Yeah. They're playing top-tier football. We're on top of the league. You understand? It's not nobody slacking off. Them men running right through every game that they play the weekend. Yeah. Right? When you watch Arsenal right now, it have no player that you could say not working. You understand?
Yeah.
So, the men on them tired. And I would attribute the fact that we drew that game to tiredness. I would also attribute that they're not taking the chances and they're not managing the games well. Which is our problem. Yeah. I start out. Because I think they should know by now, everybody walking out on that pitch should know we could get top tier football for 60 minutes. But after 60 minutes, we're going on be seeing some problems. We should take and execute our chances. Because when you watch the first half and the second half, two different games. You understand what I'm saying?
And that's how we were for plenty of last season.
Plenty of last season as well.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing about it is, if Arsenal go 3-0 up in the first half, so once you play like regular football in the second half, you're not to play to the same level as the first. maintain your lead, make sure you know they don't come back.
Keep the ball moving fast.
Yeah, keep the ball moving. All these sorts of things. You know, you could maintain your win, right? But in the first half, when men not take any chances, men not scoring, we laboring to get the ball into the goal, right? Yeah. We doing all the everything, but we not executing.
Yeah.
So the two things that happen with the team right now is we know that tired legs gonna be out, eh? And the need to execute the chances early in the game, because the seem to be struggling to keep up with the level of the football later on in the game with tiredness to create the chances for execution. You understand? So that was my problem with how the game was. I felt like we absolutely played all over Southampton in that first half. Like, I don't know, we should have been going back in that game 1-0 up. Should have been 2 or 3. Minimum 2. But, you know, I feel like we need to start to see the Gabi Jesus goals again. You know what I mean?
I will get to that just now.
Yeah.
But,
so
again, as I said before, the pattern of arrogance and complacency is starting to come in. And this is when we get the wake-up call, when we went across in PSV.
You know, it might sound weird, but I would say I'm glad we lose that game, man.
I really glad we lost it as well, because we lose it in the Europa League, right?
Yeah.
So we get I prefer we get the wake up call there.
We had the security prem. Still being on top of the group.
Yeah.
And still just having to play Zurich to secure the top spot.
Because men might say it's just the Europa League, but Arteta went with a very strong team against his side.
Yeah, he went with a strong team. And you can see why. When you watch our game play, with this game, while we won, we could do whatever we want against Zurich.
Yeah.
So you understand what I'm saying? But now we can't do whatever we want against Zurich. So I think he wanted to go and put the final nail in the coffin there. But at the same time, it kind of backfire.
And you need to stop playing the conga in the six, boy. Oh, good.
Now, I mean, call him.
I feel so.
Call him and tell him.
I feel so.
Call him and tell him, because we listening to that. You understand? That game, boy, I watch as best I could. I watch that game. I can see the whole thing live, given the time that I played like quarter to one in Trinidad, bro.
Yeah.
Pressure. But we were second best that entire game, boy. Xavi Simons and Cody Gakpo. I was in awe with them fellas, with them youth men and them. They play really well. And good win to them. And Arsenal tried to do a kind of flurry to the ending, but you kind of knew it was.
To be honest, dog, Simon scored a FIFA goal, dog.
Oh, the goal to take away.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, boy. Yeah,
you hold defense.
Yeah, boy. This game. I'm glad you said that, because this game highlighted the fact that Rob Holden need to press.
Yeah, no. Men is like, well, they were talking about Gabriel Magalhaes, right? True. Watch holding you. Watch holding you against skin.
Rob, this play to me that he's just like Xhaka. He's a good Premier League football player, but he's not for the top.
Yeah, he's not for the top. Right,
and
this season, Xhaka proven to be for the top, eh? That this season.
Yeah, for sure.
But the season before, nah, boy. Because I was telling that man, I said, I watching this man play every weekend, dog.
Yeah.
The man ain't doing nothing special, you know?
By the end of the day, as you would say, I'm going to say Rob is a good Premier League level defender to me. And we will see, because we were saying, we say that Maitland Niles was a good Premier League player. Chambers is a good Premier League player. I mean, really, he ain't nothing much for them, man, with it. Yeah. That, you know what I mean? So, I think Rob is a good player, but the step down from Gabriel, Saliba, Ben White, Tomiyasu, to Holland.
A big step, though.
It's there. In that game, he real set up Saliba, boy. I think, and that goal, whew.
I heard the worst game Saliba had.
And I feel real bad for Xavi Simons, boy, because that was good goal, boy. I think
FIFA goal.
Yeah, we that game finished 2-0 and should have finished like 5-0 because
the pepper we.
They actually put the ball in net 4 times or 5? No, they put the ball in net 5 times and they get called offside 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah. So I really want to talk about that game. As you could tell.
Now we keep it pushing. I just want to say big up to. Yeah. Big up to Fabio Vieira. He still look good in that game.
This was the game where he played out on the wing.
Yeah.
This was the game where he looked the most involved I've ever seen him.
Yeah.
Involved in the football. Because when he plays in that 10 eight. Rule, 8 rule.
8/10.
8/10 rule. The man is just
invisible,
seem non-existent. Weak, but
little out of the game.
Yeah, he does seem like he's not getting the fly game. So this because of the style of football we play, the ball always comes out to the wing. So he doesn't have to try to impose and force getting the ball to his feet.
And that's why, like, even in the game after that, people were a little bit surprised when Saka got injured that he didn't bring on Vieira and he bring on Nelson.
Yeah, but that was a big surprise to me as well.
Yeah.
You talk about that. Yeah, for sure.
Can I watch Fresh on my now? I watch that match today.
I didn't even get to see that full match yet, but I will. I didn't even see the goals. We're going to have to just lean on your strength for this game.
Small thing, dog. I really think to say.
But,
and it's not as nice as people might think. Men might say. Yeah,
we'll get it.
Okay. But we'll get there's a way to start on because we finished with PSV.
Oh, you done with PSV?
Yeah.
So I done then.
It's all about size on them.
No, I will see. I'm not really too interested in it. I'll be honest. Let me start with it. I'm not too interested because I put my on my phone and I took off notifications for football for every game.
Okay.
So that you we know.
Oh.
Yes, I need boom. I need nothing. I don't know what going on with the game. And I was like, Dion, you will watch this game later. And I go on to check my sister, boy, and I bounce in. Yeah. And my brother, like, hey, 5-0, boy. I say, cool, boy, dog, boy. You tell me that 4, boy.
Yeah, I call you too.
And then afterwards, no, you call me.
You sure know what to answer your phone, dog?
No, well, I don't already know the score.
Okay.
I don't already know, so it's not like I know. Because if you did answer, when I see you calling, I probably would be like, yo, don't tell me nothing.
Heads up, you're like, yeah, heads up. And
I tell you, don't tell me nothing, you know what I mean? But I was kind of disappointed because I really wanted to watch the game fresh. And I still might take it in.
Yeah.
When I get some time. But I know when I get time. But time is time elusive.
But the thing is, right, since we already talk about it in the show, I would say you could just watch the highlights. Because the football in that game was none special.
I could tell by some of the highlights I started watching.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching some of like the for the Martinelli goal. There were so many times we gave away that ball. There were so many. We can talk about that goal.
Okay. But
there were so many times we gave away the ball before the possession and so on. What I loved about that goal was Martinelli made the pass to Saka and was in the box to get back to get the beyond receiving and score the header.
Yeah.
But I mean, besides all of that, what else did really have to talk about in that game, boy? We talked about the injury from Saka and how he got
I find it take long to take off the man, dog. You know how long the man kicking and limping, dog?
Yeah, I saw that.
Man kick out with 5 ball and
limp. He get kicked real early in the game. I felt like there was a point, especially when I was watching the highlights there was a point where he was running into the box. And he fell over, just running into the box. Like, he got a small little touch, and he fell over. And I was like, yeah, well, this is about the time you take off the man. You know what I mean?
No, but and, I find that was real nonsense how much.
But they were like, yo, let me force him. Let me see what we could get out of him. And the problem I had with that, remember in part, he got injured like that, right? I'm not sure if you remember that we was playing in Tottenham. And we was playing against Tottenham. And he was on the sideline with whatever injury. And Tottenham made a break. And I thought, tap on me back, run, go. And he sprint back out on his field. And he pull up. And that
he
was
pull up again. And he like, after that.
And in my mind, was like, yo, better we lose the game than lose party for months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought, I just said, nah, cool. We had to play. And I felt like you're enjoying one of our best players.
I feel like any moment is probably what catch him. But Saka had no moment here. Clearly, every time the man kicked the ball, he limping.
Yeah.
You understand? Why did you all take so long to take off the youth man?
Well, I really hope it's not a long-term injury. I think we might hear from Arteta on Wednesday before the other game. Yeah, before we play in Europa League, we might hear what's really happening. So, any other thoughts on the game, boy? Shout out to Reece Nelson. Come in, off the bench, score two goals, made one of the goals. Yeah, I felt happy for him.
Yeah. So, my thoughts basically in the game is I felt like it was a flattering scoreline, dog.
Yeah, of course.
That first goal was the only good goal you scored.
That was some real beautiful football, man.
That first goal was really good. That's our goal. I could see that goal being scored in a Champions League.
In a Champions League.
I won't say a final or whatever, but playing in the Champions League at the highest level now. I could see a goal like that being scored. Then when Nelson come on, again, it was a good goal. Kudos to Nelson on his two goals. Kudos to Jesus and Odegaard create that chance for Nelson's second goal. But the thing is, Nottingham Forest literally didn't call players. They came with cones. Nottingham Forest wasn't pressing us at all.
Yeah. Before the game started, I watched the lineup and I saw Lingard in the lineup, right? And I was like, this man somehow does always score against me, so I was a bit wary of it.
You realize if they attack.
Yeah, but I guess they didn't.
They didn't do nothing. They didn't pressure us one bit for the entire game. They had a bank of five, a bank of four, and one on top.
Well, I mean, I'll be real with you. I'll definitely still take in like proper highlights of the game and so on.
And that could work in there. That 5-4-1 could work in there. But it can't work if all
they're
sitting back. Yeah, like
if they're not planning. Well, I mean, Keegan, I'll be real now. Nottingham Forest had the team talk and the coach said, "What's going on? We're playing against the team on top of the league.
We're at the bottom."
They relax. He came and he said, "There's not Liverpool on the plane, there's Arsenal." Right?
Oh my goodness.
Dog, I just played. They just beat Liverpool. So I was concerned against when we played that game because they beat Liverpool. I don't
know what the kind of brand they come out to
they,
play.
They clearly. I feel either way they take it, that I get exposed. But how we just play the football. And I think the manager probably show, and it has been shown as well, playing us, that shutting down does kind of not give us the opportunities to take the chances. Now, it always work as clear as it shows here. Because, I mean, think about it. Before all these games, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0.
No, we get slapped.
We get slapped 2-0. So we was clearly struggling to create goals. So the manager could have been looking at the form and saying, "Listen, they're struggling right now to create the goals. We could shut it down." But they
came at us at a bad time because we were like a wounded animal. Though.
And that's the problem. You can't come and play. We like that
right
when
after
we lose.
That loss.
Yeah,
you
because
understand?
The team, the fellas would definitely want to win. But why are you making it seem like calm? Because even though I didn't see the game, I definitely heard about Partey's goal, bro.
Partey's goal is like a replica of the Tottenham goal.
Yeah.
Replica, exactly.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I'm glad that party.
The football was good in I'm not lying. But I just find.
You just find if Nottingham had played a little better, that game.
They didn't do nothing. Literally, they were walking, bro.
Does this remind you of the time we played? There's a time we played Leicester City. And Leicester City literally came to the football because they had to. That's how the 90 minutes felt like. They just came because they had to. It was like that, like the Nifan with all the heart and soul.
No, they wasn't running. I'm telling you, the man wasn't running.
That's disappointing, boy.
Very
but
disappointing.
Shout out to Reece Nelson.
We got Reece out pick be good. Think, I see you going on the left and try to do a Martinelli and they get jammed, but that's all right. You got to try again.
I'm to you, right? Bro, this man finished the game with two goals and an assist. I'm to you, right?
I don't know, boy. I just find... Did they say a win is a win? You know, you could only be 20 in front of you. But I sorry, Nottingham Forest ain't give me not a little for effort from my viewpoint. I ain't feel like Nottingham Forest give enough effort for me to feel good about this win. I feel like we just bully them.
Well, you don't have to feel good about even. You have to feel good about the 3 points top of the league.
Ah, God, appreciate ooh, all of that.
Who going on?
I appreciate all of that. But not every team going to be at Nottingham Forest.
And to me, what you're stating there, to me, that's okay. Not every team going on be Nottingham Forest. But this puts wins in the sale. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the next Premier League game is going to be against Chelsea, who I am not that fearful of. I mean, we 10 points away in front of Chelsea right now. Chelsea missing some players, I believe. Rich James is injured at the moment.
Aubameyang fit?
Koulibaly injured. Fofana injured. Kante injured.
Aubameyang fit?
Aubameyang is fit.
He could be in the bench.
We probably might see him play. I would not be surprised if he plays, to be honest. But I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play. You know what I mean?
We'll slap that.
Use your kicks, yes.
If he play, we'll be that real bad.
Yeah.
Okay, we are lecture.
Definitely. But you see, again, because we only Chelsea game here now, right? I going into this game very skeptical. Chelsea just get hit 4. When you just get hit 4, just like how we get hit 2 from PSV, we felt like we should have won that game, I feel Chelsea felt like they should have won that game. Them men and them going on running training hard. They're going to run out especially if they struggle against Dinamo Zagreb during the midweek game.
Yeah.
So if they struggle in the Champions League game, when they come to play us, they don't want to be going losing. If they lose any if they lose any Champions League game, you don't want to lose 3 games on the bunks. One. Yeah. If you still win, you don't want to lose 2 back-to-back games in the Premier League. You're done 10 points off the top. There's a good opportunity to kind of gain on who on top.
Why saying so is right?
You see, just like how Man U wasn't playing no football to me, and the commander beat me, Chelsea could be coming that same mentality. Like, we don't... Let us not beat all the other teams.
Because we going in the bridge. We going in the bridge and that thing.
Yeah.
Why saying is, that's not let me know a lot, right? But they have no Drogba, they have no Hazard, they have no Thierry, they have no Pedacek.
But they have.
What have?
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Nah, that ship sailed.
Obama who?
That ship sailed. So by on paper, we should win this game easily.
I think we have what it takes to beat them because
on paper, but in reality, I don't feel.
I don't like what they have in defense. I feel like we could take them defensively. But at the end of the day, these games not played on paper, boy. These games played on the field. It played on mentality. It played on energy. It played on bad mind. Play on all kind of things.
I tell you, and I feel like Chelsea have a bad mind towards me, you know, dog.
Yeah, of course. Of course, that's right. We're the biggest team in London.
That
of course.
Could literally see them across the line.
Of course. I mean, I know they just feel better about themselves nowadays because they're the 2 Champions League. But they still know.
Three European trophies, man.
The day I saw the count Europa League trophies, lock me off. I'm glad they win it. I'm glad that they can say that in the cabinet. I would be glad to have a Europa League trophy in my cabinet.
Yeah.
Nobody not bringing up no Europa League trophies and no argument to me to prove greatness of our team. You understand what I'm saying?
Unless it's Sevilla.
Yeah, but Sevilla not arguing for greatness of our team in Spain. They're arguing for greatness of our team in the rest of Spain. You understand what I'm saying? Though Europa League trophies, it's good to win it. If you're in competition, you should go to win it. Definitely. Right? But you don't come on to me, you better than me because you have a Europa League.
So don't be so long as someone like a hater because we had none, eh?
No, it's not a hating thing. If we had beaten Chelsea to win that Europa League final, I'd load that win over them, but it wouldn't be about the trophy. It would be about the fact that we beat them in a final. But okay. I wouldn't be like, yo, we have a Europa League trophy and only have one Champions League trophy. How stupid am I singing?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I would never pick that as a good argument to go up against them. You understand what I'm saying? So as I was, well, we getting a little carried. What I would say is, these are games that when time come, it are more than just 3 points riding on it. And yeah, the players is play it later. And I hope that Bukayo not out for no extended period of time. You know? But I'm not worried. Eh? I think that if we go out there and we play our football, we will be that team.
Yeah.
We just had to not let the moment get away. And yeah, sometimes Arsenal teams does recently, especially under Arteta, they just hype up themselves and let the moment get to them, get to them a little bit. Which is why one of the things we started seeing during the season is after a goal, they will huddle and thing. They will be trying to not get too much into the moment. And I love the fact that the team has a real team vibe in every single thing that they're doing. We score a goal, the team there. You know, that kind of thing. So once they play the game level headed, I think we should be able to just beat our team. Especially if Potter come out and he decide he wanna run that 10 attackers he played last week.
You can do that against me. That ain't making sense.
I know I'm starting to talk them. But bro, I watch our lineup and I seen Havertz, Mount, Gallagher, Sterling, Pulisic, Kovacic, Loftus-Cheek, Cucurella, Thiago Silva, and Chalobah. And the only out-and-out centre-back, only two out-and-out centre-backs in that team, right? Cucurella known as a left-back to be bombing on the left wing. He's more of a left-wing back than a left-back. The support for Cucurella is Raheem Sterling. The support for Chalobah is Pulisic, but What Potter thought that if he put all the creators on the field, they must create something. against Brighton, against the old team too. I found that a shame. That kind of come across as, let me get them something.
And desperate too.
Remember that the team he come from too. Which making it all the more worse, because he left Brighton to go to Chelsea.
Yeah.
And Brighton come and slap him up proper. Ooh, them men coming in that game, heated.
But I wanted to leave focusing on a really important player for my club. Yeah, go
ahead. Tell me.
His name is Gabriel Magalhães.
Yo, shout out to the dog getting his new contract. I don't know if you have mentioned it.
Unsung hero of Arsenal Football Club. Take Rob Holden to make me stand up and take notice.
Nah, you're being the shit.
I tell him no, because before he signed the contract, I find lately he was a little rash in some of the decisions. And he got caught out a couple times and things. But since my man signed that contract, the man just composure like it just come back from nowhere. But if you see you play,
I felt like as you say, we spoke about the mistakes he was making.
Yeah.
And he had said that, especially from watching the All or Nothing, the coaches sit to the players to point out the mistakes. Yeah. So I wasn't worried, as we spoke about before. I just said that he needed to start to stop making the mistakes.
Yeah.
And I was confident that he would stop making the mistakes.
But that's really good that you had faith in him.
I did, because Larry Doe
acted like, very shaky.
He was shaky, but you see, the thing about it is, as a defender, it had, you could play, and let me just say, 70 minutes, a rock-solid defensive football.
And one lapse.
You make one little lapse.
But that's it, eh?
You understand what I'm saying? So, what I'm saying is, if you play 70 minutes, a top-tier defending, 10 minutes average, and 10 minutes absolute poor, like you bad trap the ball and a defender run on it and score. Listen, that's it, eh? I don't care. You could have 10 air balls, 10 clearances, 10 slide tackles, no yellow card. You can play the absolute best football, and in the 88th minute, you just bat touch the ball and a man run and go and score. You know, he had a good game, but that's a kind of mistake you can't make. And I felt like during the games he was making mistakes, he was having good footballing performances.
Right.
He was just having little lapses. So once you cut all the lapses, I wasn't worried about his quality. I was just worried about the concentration levels to keep the quality up throughout 90 minutes. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm not astonished now.
For me, big up Magalhães. But
for you to say that you needed to see Rob Holland play to appreciate Gabriel, I don't like that statement.
Bro, the hole was gaping now.
It's a big hole, and I can't believe that you needed to watch Rob Holland play to acknowledge that hole. That's all I had to tell you.
My apologies.
That was crazy. That's crazy to me, bro. The man is a top quality player. If Juve come with a 50 for me, could go though.
We are top of the league.
Top of the league. Hey, anything else you wanted to touch on, boy?
No.
I mean, we going strong. You know, one of the things we really are just, I want to stay too long.
The World Cup, top of the league.
You see, I like that we always on the same, we on the same mindset. Because when is the World Cup, bro? So, literally, we have two more Premier League games, just Chelsea and Wolves. So, if we could just beat Chelsea, beat Wolves, and then the World Cup will be beginning after that match day.
We are Brighton.
We are playing Brighton in the EFL Cup. Okay. In the EFL Cup.
Just Chelsea and Wolves.
So once we get if we go into the World Cup with 37 points after 14 games, bro.
Title winning form, dog.
It is title winning form. Two, it will look real bad. If we let slip, I say that, but City just slip, 2 points behind. When you think about it, bro, like that year Liverpool win the league, you had to play absolutely exceptional football for 38 games in the league now, boy. And the league the year almost win. They play real good football. There's a City team ridiculous, boy. I feel like if we could just hold that. I just make it.
We have no other competition. Let me rephrase it. We shouldn't focus on no other side but City.
Yeah. I do even agree with that statement. We should focus on no other side but Arsenal.
I get where you're coming from. But I know. I meant to say City is our biggest rival.
I think when you're on top of the league right now, I would say City is our biggest rival this season.
Right, no good problem.
Let me put that there. Yeah. Right? And then what I would say is, I think when you're on top of the league, the problem that you'll have is looking down. If you're looking behind you to see where the man is. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when you're running a race and you're in first, if you're looking back, you're distracted with the people who behind you.
Yeah, that will break your stride.
You understand? Continue your stride. Let the people who in second and third trying to see how we catching him. You understand? Yeah. That's their goal. We on top. We should maintain looking forward and trying to go forward and continue. Yeah. So if we go, if City, I doubt City dropping any more points going into the
World Cup
tour, because I don't, they are Fulham and they are Brentford. So unlikely. So yeah, focus on us, bro. The big months going on be, you see, once we finish top of the Europa League, which we definitely must do, finish top of the Europa League, we would avoid playing the extra game in February.
Yeah.
And we could have January and February to, because it could be real rough if January, February come around and we play in Premier League, EFL, FA and Europa League. We should be playing in only three competitions around that time. If we could hold we form going into the World Cup and then coming out of the World Cup, we continue with that press January, February.
Yeah.
March, April could be the months, boy. For sure. So it's real hard to stay on top, but we have to focus on staying on top. So we're going to leave it here for now, right? We want to thank you for listening, as always. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Share it with all your friends, everybody you know that's Arsenal fan. Let them know about the fun we're having over here on Gunapod TT. So, if you want to leave it here, we should be back We will come back after the Wolves game. Because then we'll be going on to the World Cup. We should take our break during the World Cup and then we'll be back. Right? But anyway, you'll see us back here again after the Wolves game. And we thank you all for listening. And this has been Gunapod TT. Boom!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gunapod TT.